Australian entertainment royalty heading to the border. Rhonda Birchmore in an ABBA-based show, Absolutely Fabulous. And the delightful Rhonda Birchmore joins us right now. Rhonda, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yay!
Yeah, Rhonda, we're very excited to have you coming to the border. But look, I've got a little confession to make. Every time I hear your name, in for whatever reason, I immediately think of Rhuda Brickmore.
Now,
now I've got to say, not because I know you've incorporated this alter ego Rhuda Brickmore into shows of yours, but I remember the first time it ever came up on TV. Now, I believe it was on the Don Lane show, is that right, with Bert Newton? And it was something about an American review?
Oh, gosh, you got it. How things get twisted. It was actually, well, you're kind of on the track, but it was Hey Hey, It's Saturday.
It was Hey Hey, okay.
Which I think Don had hung up his long legs by then, but it was on Hey Hey, and I was in London doing a show over there, with Anthony Newley, the great songwriter who wrote, you know, everything from Willy Wonka, Pure Imagination, all of those songs. And we got the front page of the Evening Standard over there because they'd brought me over to do this show. And, yes. And it said, yes, Anthony Newley and the glamazon from down under, Leggy Rhuda Brickmore.
Oh.
I mean, they had my photo. It looked, it sounded like a freaking truck driver that was doing this thing, like it was the ugliest photo, and Rhuda Brickmore. I thought, well, that's not even kind of close.
Not even close.
Not even.
But it just stuck in my mind because I remember seeing you talking about it and laughing about it, obviously, because it was a huge show and it was doing so well. And, okay, and then to have that review, it's like, oh, okay. So Rhuda, they really know who I am.
And, well, you know, anyone that knows me, you know, the after parties or after dark, you know, away, you know, my wicked soirees, they do would kind of confer that my name should be Rhuda because I am, I do get up to a bit of mischief after dark.
So, you're a bit ruder off stage than on.
I'm a bit ruder than the carols by candlelight, you know.
I love
so,
it.
So yeah, she's a bit naughty, and yeah, she's a lot ruder and naughtier than the Rhonda Birchmore, the jazzy, you know.
Gotcha.
Logie wearing red carpet.
Yeah, yeah, gotcha. Now, speaking of, I wasn't going to introduce the topic till midway through, but you've already brought it up, which was Hey Hey, It's Saturday, because I'm 40, 41 now, and I have enduring memories in my teens and late teens of watching you on Hey Hey. I've even got a little bit of audio from Hey Hey here. Do you remember when you used to play Celebrity Head, Rhonda?
Oh, yeah, look, I was... You know where that game came from? It was like playing, we were on a flight to Perth and the producer was on there and we stuck Band-Aids on our head, and that's where that came from.
Let's have a listen.
Am I currently somewhere in Spain with a dreadful lung problem?
Okay, but there's a photo of it.
So that was Christopher Skase, of course, back in the day.
Oh, God. That was good times. They were good times. That was before they did, like, the what do they call it, the revival type of Hey Hey. That was the original unscripted stuff. And that was the magic. I mean, we would rock in there, you know, about 4 o'clock that afternoon, go into makeup, have a drink and on set, and away we went. Nothing was, there was no filter. And that's why it was so fabulous. It was just, so, I mean, 20 years or something I did that show.
Yeah. Just a group of mates having a bit of fun. That's what it always looked like.
Yeah, it was. I mean, Daryl used to have conniptions half the time, but when you know, when he you know, what would come out of Molly and Red and Black, yeah, they're really good times. And I was so, you know, honoured and privileged to be part of all that that gang and those times of, you know, true variety.
Rhonda, tell us a little bit about this absolutely fabulous show that you're bringing to the border.
Yes, it's my first time to the Cube. It's like, it's 40 years since ABBA came down under with their big concert, you know, with and actually Molly kind of blasted them into the stratosphere with, you know, Fernando and all those songs. And so I thought, 40 years, I was in the original Mamma Mia 16 years ago.
Yep.
So I've actually got together with my best buddy, Lara Mulcahy, and it's a bit like Patsy and Eddie, hence the name. It's a bit like Ab Fab meets ever meet. Two girls
sounds amazing.
Growing up in the 70s with full-on Lycra platform boots, big hair, and really daggy dancing.
Oh, so, sweetie, darling, it sounds marvellous.
Oh, the volley, the stolly, we get it all out, and it's like the ultimate party night out.
It sounds so fun.
Brilliant. So it's August the 5th. And for ticket details, you've got to head on to thecubewodonga.com.au. Rhonda, it's been an absolute pleasure having a chat to you.
I hope you guys come down there because, you know, we've got a very hot band down there too. And, I mean, there's something for everyone and it's all ages. It's just a really good excuse to get out and celebrate life.
Yeah, and then the after party. Let's do an after party, Rhonda.
Yeah, where do you suggest there in Wodonga? Is there a few hot spots there?
No, I don't know. I reckon we'll have to make our own hot spot.
And head to Lou's place. She lives in Wodonga.
I'm in Wodonga.
There you go. Lou, it's a date.
Rhonda Birdsmore, thank you so much for the chat. Thecubewodonga.com.au for more details. Thanks so much.
Much love. Thank you. Bye-bye.